This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Haley May. Officials investigating the funeral home in Pueblo, where the remains of 24 people were found in various stages of decomposition, are asking for patience from the community. They say it will likely take months to complete the work. District Attorney Kayla Bove says that has to happen before her office files any charges.
I know the community is outraged and feels betrayed, and despite wanting swift justice, the legal process is slow. Because my office is dedicated to true justice, I'm determined to get this case right.
Six of the 24 bodies have been identified. The mortuary is co-owned by Pueblo County's former coroner, who has since resigned. One of the victims from the Evergreen High School shooting was released from the hospital on Tuesday. CPR's Tony Gorman.
Children's Hospital Colorado says the 14-year-old student was discharged in good condition and will continue his recovery from home. He was one of two victims injured in last month's shooting at Evergreen High School. The other victim, Matthew Silverstone, continues to recover at St. Anthony's Hospital. The 18-year-old was critically injured during the shooting and is now in fair condition. Students returned to classes earlier this week. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
A Board of Trustees meeting in Palmer Lake tonight is set to debate a plot of land under construction for a large Bucky's Travel Plaza. The agenda includes land annexation and zoning changes, but a public hearing and final decision may be delayed after voters last month decided they wanted to have a direct say in any annexations. In entertainment news, are you ready for it? Taylor Swift's new film, The Official Release Party of a Showgirl, racked up $15 million in pre-sales. The movie screens Friday through Sunday in Colorado at select AMC, Regal, and Cinemark theaters. This is CPR News in KRCC.